God put a seed in you. And some people call that a seed of destiny. I guess I would rather refer to it as a calling. But each one of us has a purpose. And that purpose is to leave this place a better place than when you came in. And the gospel makes it just super simple. You know, we listen to his word. We speak that word into this worldly atmosphere. And heaven comes down and transforms. And that's really the bottom line of who we are. And our heart is to take everybody we can meet and have them listen to the Lord, what their destiny is, learn what your identity is, and learn how to hear more clearly from the Lord. And when you have that, that's a successful formula.
We are about the kingdom of God being at work in this town, in this region, and in our country, right? That's what this is about. And so you are the people that are bringing the kingdom heaven to earth right where you are. I often see pictures. And as we were worshiping, I had my eyes shut and I saw a picture. And if you are probably under 35, you may not know what I'm talking about. But how many of you remember a TV show called Bonanza? Raise your hand. How many of you have never heard of a TV show called Bonanza? Okay, it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Okay. And at the beginning of the show, there was this map, and it started on fire in the middle, and then all of a sudden you see Haas and everybody, you see their faces. Well, I saw the upper Midwest. I saw all the states, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. I saw all those states, a map of all those states, and I'm just seeing it. It's like, well, that's interesting. And it started on fire. And it burned. And the Lord said, if we continue to honor him and have the courage to represent him well in our region, he's going to bring the fire of revival here. It's like, come on. And he also made it very clear that it's going to be powerful enough that nobody's going to be able to take credit for what's going on. Because that's one of the things that happens, and so many times we don't mean to, but, you know, human nature, it's like, oh, yeah, I prayed for that, and it happened. I prayed for that. And we do want to give testimony, but what God is going to do is just going to be obviously him. And if we are honorable, if we learn how to represent him well, and we're learning all the time more, but if we're brave enough to represent him well in this time in history, he's going to do a major move in our upper region. So let's do it. And we do get to be part of it. But the reality is that we're in a time in history when everything has been disrupted, right? Everything's been disrupted. There's really not anywhere in the world that is not trying to get their feet back under them and figure out what it's going to be like going forward. And I just think that we, as men and women of God, have an opportunity to learn to even more be a receptacle of heaven that will release his peace. And more than any time in history, his peace is necessary. His peace is needed, and people are starving for some peace. But that peace that we carry into the kingdom peace is a call to be holy, to clean our hearts and our souls. And I had to laugh because I have a friend who said, literally said, you know, I want to be holy, and I want to clean out my heart and my soul, but my problem is I do want to follow Jesus, but I also want to slap people. It's like, seriously, you know, but how many of you can relate to this? You know, yeah, I really want to do it right, and I know that Jesus wouldn't hit people, but really, there's some really crazy people out there right now. But she also said, my prayer is, I want to hate my sin as much as I hate everybody else's sin. And that's a dangerous prayer. Lord, teach me to hate what's going on in me that doesn't line up with the kingdom. Isn't that what David said? Search me, O Lord. Try my heart. Point out anything in me that's offensive to you. Because if I knew it was there, I would have taken care of it. But there's stuff that sneaks in that I'm not aware of. So what I find, and what I know you guys know, is that if we curl up into God, if we just make sure to connect with God, it's all connection with him, we will come out carrying that peace. If we trust him enough to get the healing and get the wholeness that we need, we will come out carrying that peace. And the peace that we carry, the biblical definition of that word, to be a peacemaker, is to be speaking in a way that makes someone whole. Jesus came to make us whole. And when we have the courage to tuck up into him and to let him teach us what we need to get rid of, how we need to heal ourselves, then we carry that peace that makes a broken world whole, that makes the people we encounter whole again. And it's him. It's just him. Yet in this time, we need to follow what Scripture says about speaking the truth in love, right? We have truth that needs to be spoken, and sometimes we don't do it very lovingly. He says, speak the truth in love. We don't get to speak the truth and be mad and be dishonoring and be ugly with the truth, but we do need to speak our truth, and we need to be loving, but love without truth is just a weak thing. But when we speak that truth in love, people are able to line up with the kingdom if they make that choice. The thing about this day and age and this season in history is that hope is not canceled. And we were talking earlier about hope being here. Hope is not canceled. There's hope. In every hopeless situation, there is hope, and his name is Jesus. But we need to teach ourselves and the world how to connect and line up with what Jesus is saying and what Jesus is doing. It is all about the presence of God dwelling among us. Everything else flows out of that. He tells us, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all these things will be added to you as well. But seek first the kingdom of God. And do you remember Moses when he was in the Holy Land, and God said, well, yeah, you can stay here, and I'm going to be going. And Moses said, hey, if you're not going to be here, we're not going to stay. We're not going to be without your presence. Because he knew, without the presence of God, we're hopeless. But we have access because of Jesus to the presence of God in all things. So I'm just going to read to you from Ephesians 4, because I believe that this describes what God's calling us to be in a very beautiful way, the way they've worded this. It's about our new life in Christ. That's what I'm describing here. That's what's needed in this season in history. So with the wisdom given to me from the Lord, I say, you should not live like unbelievers around you who walk in their empty delusions. Have you seen anybody lately that's delusional? Heard anything on the news that's a little delusional? Their corrupted logic has been clouded because their hearts are so far from God. And their blinded understanding and deep-seated moral darkness keeps them from true knowledge of God. Because of spiritual apathy, they surrender their lives to lewdness, impurity, and sexual obsession. There's an awful lot of that in our world today, isn't there? But this is not the way of life that Christ has unfolded within you. If you have really experienced the Anointed One and heard his truth, it will be seen in your life. You are a walking testimony. You truly are, every one of you. For we know that the ultimate reality is embodied in Jesus. He's taught you to let go of the lifestyle of the ancient man and the old life, self-life, which was corrupted by sinful and deceitful desires that spring from delusions. But now it's time to be made new by every revelation that's being given to you and to be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ within your new life and live in union with him. For God has recreated you all over again in his perfect righteousness. And now you belong to him in the realm of true holiness. Just belonging to Jesus is the realm of holiness. If you said yes to Jesus, you belong in the realm of holiness. So discard every form of dishonesty and lying so that you'll be known as one who always speaks the truth, for we all belong to one another. And don't let the passion for your emotions lead you to sin. Don't let anger control you or to be fuel for revenge, not even for one day. Don't give the slanderous accuser, the devil, an opportunity to manipulate you. If any one of you has stolen from someone else, never do it again. Instead, be industrious, earning an honest living, and then you'll have enough to bless those in need. And never let ugly, hateful words come out of your mouth. Ouch. This is the word of the Lord over his people. Never let ugly, hateful words come out of your mouth, but instead let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others, and do this by speaking words of grace and help them. The Holy Spirit has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted his holy influence in your life. Lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums, revenge, profanity, and insults. Be kind and affectionate towards one another. Has God graciously forgiven you? Then graciously forgive one another from the depths of Christ's love. That's what he's calling us to be, and he helps us to do that. None of us can choose to do that on our own, but the Spirit of God that lives in us brings us from glory to glory, so we'll find ourselves being more and more like him. Why do we do Dare to Believe? That it's our passion for normal people to do amazing things because they're partnering with God. We're building big people. And as we do that, people are healthy, spirit, soul, and body. You and I have the courage to be who we were created to be and do what we were created to do. We're people who know Jesus, and it's for people who don't know Jesus yet. That's what the heart for that coffee shop. It's like there's a lot of people who don't know the Lord, and they're not going to go to church, and they're not going to come into Dare to Believe, but they will go into a coffee shop, and they'll find love there. And that's why BIN, the Business Intercessor Network, is so important, because there's a lot of people in the marketplace who need a touch from the Lord. People are suffering, but Jesus paid for abundant life, and we can have abundant life. Not only that, but we can release it to those around us, to our family, to our neighborhood, to our community, to our church, to our state, to our nation, and to our world. There has been a great interruption in the world. I don't think the Lord is going to let that pass by without making a great improvement as well. He always prepares us before we're interrupted, and we're all being reduced to see what's really important. When we speak the truth in love, we can do it in a way that makes people whole. Make sure to speak your truth and trust that truth is an exchange. Trust comes from an exchange of truth. Even if people don't like what you said, if they know you're being truthful and you've done it in an honoring way, they will trust you. It's a strange thing. But make sure to do it with love. With love and respect. And yes, we'll have pushback. And yes, we'll have people who don't like what we said. But we have an audience of one. And when we're obedient to be truthful to who he is and what he says and love people well, we can change our world. There can be a fire that burns in the upper Midwest.